Hi, and welcome to our weekly live-guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. And the way our calls work is I'll first give you a reason for why we do these, and then go into a short teaching, and then just lead you into remembrance, into that deepest place inside where everything you need is available. So, why do we do these? Well, we believe that a flourishing world is possible, a world where every living thing and every living system can thrive. But it's going to take some leadership to get us there. And we are all about leadership mastery. So what does that mean? Mastery, when we speak of leadership, means being able to access your inner wisdom, to stay in a state of balance and connectedness. Because that's where your wisdom is available, and that's where your best decisions will come from, and that's where the guidance that will tell you what's next and what needs to be prioritized and worked on, and where your creativity resides. And all those are attributes of a masterful leader. So that's what we're about, and we know that it takes practice. Everyone has a capacity to be a masterful leader, and you can lead in whatever sphere of the world you reside in. It's not a position on the organization chart. So everybody's a leader, and particularly in certain situations where you see something missing or needed, that's a moment for leadership for you to step in. And so this applies to everybody when I say leadership. It's not about somebody else in the organization that's not you. It is you. So, but it takes practice. To become masterful at anything takes practice, just like playing a musical instrument. You can't just pick it up. So I suppose some people are said to have done that, but when you look at the research, they actually do hours, thousands of hours of practicing to really fine-tune their skill. And that's true of this too. Accessing your inner wisdom, getting into that self-reflective space, getting into your essential self, and being not trapped or ruled by your ego is the place we're talking about, and it takes practice. So we offer this call once a week to provide people that experience of going inside and practicing remembrance, hoping that you'll actually turn this into a daily practice of your own. Even if it's 5 minutes here or there, that it becomes part of how you operate. And the more you do it, the more you'll find that you remain in that state of inner wisdom, of balance, of connectedness most of the time. And your life will be incredibly better, and the people around you will be benefiting tremendously from your ability and capacity and practice of staying in your heart. So that's why we do it. So the short teaching tonight is on gratitude. Now, that's something that we all say, Thanksgiving was a couple weeks ago, and we all sat around the table and we were very grateful and expressed our gratitude for the love we have with our families and our friends and whoever we gathered with, for the food that came to us, for the abundances that were available to us in this past year. It's kind of a moment for gratitude. But you know, how often does gratitude come in your daily life? How aware of the many, many ways you're being taken care of that you can be thankful for and actually have this experience of gratitude for on a regular basis, because we live incredibly bountiful, compassionate lives. If you think about, we don't have to worry about the air we breathe unless we live in a place where you can't breathe it. Or the water we drink, again, unless you live in a place where you can't drink the water. But the things we take for granted in life are there without us having to have done anything for it. I mean, it's just there. We have this amazing physical body that operates and does trillions of things automatically all day, every day. And it's all involuntary. We don't have to do anything for it to work. We can harm it by our, the kind of the lifestyle choices we make, and we can make it less efficient, but it's an amazing thing. And we actually want to take care of that. But there's a chance to be grateful for that. So I'll tell you a little story about gratitude that comes to mind. I was in a group that was, you know, working on improving our lives. I'll just put it that way, in getting out of the rut that we were in. And there was the leader of the group, a guy named Corky, who I really enjoyed. Corky talked the truth, kind of a street guy. He was cool. And he asked a question at one of our group meetings. He said, "What are you grateful for?" And he looked to the guy that actually was sitting right next to me, and he asked him, he said, "What are you grateful for?" And the guy was really in a bad state. He was, you know, in a deep depression. He was having a really tough time, which is why he was in this group, to try to get some help for that. And he said, "Nothing. There's just nothing that I'm grateful for. I mean, look at my life. Look at my situation. Look what's happened to me. Look what a wreck I am. Look what a miserable human being I am." And he went through this litany of all these terrible things about himself, about life in general, about the, you know, things that had happened to him, and who could possibly be grateful from there, and with all this going on and all these things that had happened. So Corky just looked at him. He was, you know, he was really just listening and said, "Oh, okay, I get that. Well, do you have any legs?" And the guy looked at him kind of weird. "Well, sure, I've got two legs." Corky said, "Well, no, that's good." He said, "Well, what about arms? Do you have arms?" And the guy said, "Well, yeah, you're looking at him. I have arms, of course. Do you have a mind?" Corky asked. And the guy said, "Well, of course I have a mind. It's driving me crazy, but I've got one." Corky said, "Well, look at the ends of your arms. What's there?" He said, "Well, I have hands. I have fingers." He said, "Do they work well? I mean, are you able to do things with those that other animals can't do?" And the guy said, "Well, yeah." And all the while, I'm sitting here going, "Holy moly, there is so much to be grateful for just in these very simple things we never think about and we take for granted." And I won't say I was overwhelmed, but I was infused with a sense of gratitude because he'd asked a question that I'd never asked. He pointed at something that was so obvious that I had so, excuse me, ignored for decades, that it really shifted something inside me, and I began to look at my life in a completely different way and found that there were many, many things that, you know, were given to me and were provided to me that I never asked for, but were really supporting me and taking care of me. And it made all my other troubles, you know, diminish in terms of, you know, their severity and their importance. Because there were so many things that were being taken care of. So I had this moment of gratitude, and I was really looking for that. I really wanted to have this feeling, this sense, this emotion called gratitude. I wanted that experience, and it came in that moment. And what I found is over the years using remembrance, when I go in deeper and deeper and deeper, I find that place of gratitude again, you know, pretty often without having to. It's not like made up. I don't have to create it. It's not a thing I can go get. It is just a natural result of becoming more aware of all the ways that I'm being taken care of. And with that, without me having to ask for it, with that, I can't help but feel grateful. So that's our theme for tonight. And let's go in and let's see what level of gratitude we can discover inside tonight. So we always start where we are. We're human beings. We're physical. We're emotional. We're mental beings. And we're spiritual beings. We're unique in that regard. So we want to check in our state of being right now at the physical realm, and we'll check on the other ones as well. So sit in your chair or on the floor or wherever you're comfortable. And feel your feet where they connect to the floor. Feel your rear end in the seat. If you're in a chair, feel the back of the chair on your back. Notice the effects of gravity. You know, it'll feel like this kind of pressure coming down on you. And notice where you're carrying that. And what's the quality of that gravity? And what's the quality of those points of connection? You know, are they hard? Are they brittle? Or are they soft and supple. Just notice this is all about what's our current state. It's our starting point. Nothing to fix, nothing to change. It's just to notice. But we don't spend a lot of time doing this. We don't spend a lot of time noticing. We spend a lot of time in our minds, in our heads. So this is a chance to check in with the rest of our being. So with your attention on the bottom of your feet, allow your feet to relax. Allow them to kind of melt into the floor or the ground or wherever you are right now as you're listening. Because we're one with the earth. We are connected to the earth as we are to everything else. And in that connection, you can tell, if you really tune in, that there's something more than just a physical connection, just more than flesh and bone on ground. There is a energy, there's a electricity, there's a vibratory something going on, connection that comes up from the earth and flows through our bodies, our entire being actually, but our bodies for now. And if you tune in, you'll notice that. So begin to follow that vibratory connection, that energy, as it flows up your legs. I like to think of it as spiraling up my legs. And notice how it might change its nature or your experience of it as it flows. It feels different on the bottom of your feet than it does in your ankles and your lower legs and your knees and your thighs. And you can also notice that there's layers of structure in your body, the flesh and blood vessels, and then holding all that together, the skeletal structure and the ligaments that connect those bones in our body. And you can actually feel those and the skin on the top. And this energetic flow. So staying with that flow for now, as you're becoming more aware of the other parts of your physical being, let's keep going up. So you're feel your rear end in the seat. Feel your lower belly. Feel your lower back. And what you want to notice is, how is that feeling? Is there any discomfort or does it feel pretty comfortable? Are you holding tension? And if you do, if you notice tension, just allow yourself to let go. I just did. I noticed I was holding it in my shoulders, which is common for me. And you can just, you know, relax that. And it will help you tune in more deeply to what's going on in your body. So let's keep going up. Your solar plexus in your stomach and liver, your chest. People talk about a tight chest or congestion. Your upper back, shoulders, neck, throat, face, chin, mouth, cheeks, nostrils, eyes, eye sockets, forehead, scalp. And now stepping back with your view, kind of taking it all in at the same time, feeling that flow, noticing where it changes nature, where it might be blocked or constricted, and where it's flowing really freely. It's good to know this is our state of being now before we start remembrance. All right, so let's check our emotional state. It's been a day, and stuff has happened, and the situations we find ourselves in, sometimes we don't like them or want them or know what to do with them, and it can create separation. It can create tension and stress. So are there emotions attached to those? Of course. So So what are the emotions you're experiencing right now? Feel happy? Does it feel maybe anxious? Perhaps a little irritated? Maybe sad, a little down? Just notice. All of this is woven together. All right, let's check our mental state. So what's going on in your head in terms of activity? Not so much the content, but the activity and then the quality of that activity. Is it enlivening or is it making you tired or bringing you down? So you want to notice. All right, so now we have a pretty good sense of our physical, emotional, and mental state. Let's check in on that spiritual state. And to help us, it's represented by our heart, our metaphysical, spiritual heart, which is the doorway to that inner realm, that real life that we actually live, that observes us in action in this outer life. But to get in there, it really helps to use our breath to bring us in. So it's part of our physical being that can allow us to drop into deeper levels of knowing and experience. So take a couple deep, medium breaths, just noticing what happens when you breathe. Filling up, letting go, dropping in. And now for the sake of time, if you've listened to these before, you'll know that there's a technique called the box breath, where you inhale deeply to the count of four. You hold that inhalation to the count of four. You exhale to the count of four, and you hold at the bottom for the count of four to complete the box, as we call it, the box breath, the four sides of the box breath. In, hold, out, hold. So if you find yourself, as you're going into the meditation, in your mind, it's common, it happens to everybody all the time, me included. When you notice you're in your head, you can use that box breath to help you drop back in to that deeper place inside, which is where we're headed tonight. So, okay, spiritual beings as well as physical beings, what's the state of your heart, the doorway to the deeper places? Is your heart open and soft and receptive? Or is it somewhat resistive, hard, closed? Where on that spectrum would you say your heart is right now? Does your heart have a weight? Talk about heavy-hearted and light-hearted. So where on that spectrum would you say your heart is? Your inner knowing place? And how about light or dark? Is there a sense of light, or is it pretty dim, maybe even very dark? All this is just information at this point. Tell me where we're starting. Don't have to be in any state to begin. It's only the state we're in that matters. And now we add the remembrance. This is your word or phrase that represents for you the source of everything that you need that is available to you all the time, always, always, always available in every moment. So begin to add your remembrance, repeating it slowly inside and paying attention. And with each repetition, allowing yourself to drop in just a little bit deeper, to open a little bit more. Keep going. Letting go. Dropping in. Noticing as you're softening, as you're opening, how you're being taken care of. In what ways are you thriving inside? It might be a sense of calm or peace, or maybe strength. And awareness, a deeper awareness of what's happening inside you. This gift of knowing and paying attention and being shown the mystics say there are 70,000 veils between us and the secret of the deepest possible knowing. Some people call it God. 70,000 veils of light and darkness. So remembrance can begin to remove those, lift those, let's say, veils, so you see more clearly. The truth becomes more apparent. And trust grows. So keep going. Your real life, that innermost place that is your essence, that was there before you came into this world, that will be there after you leave, what goes on has information, has insight, has certainty. That will carry you in this outer world. So drop in as far as you can. Let go, let go, let go. And notice the connections feel the flow. We're part of something way, way bigger, almost, it's actually incomprehensible. With the drop and the ocean simultaneously. So now the question that Corky asked so many years ago, what are you grateful for? Let that question sit there and open up. In the next couple of minutes, okay, so please keep going. If there's more, you can tell if there's a sense of completion or not. If there's more, please keep going as we end this call and continue to deepen your awareness, your gratitude, and spend 5 minutes a day just in noticing what you have in your life to be grateful for. People who love you, the people you love, the health, the mind, the opportunities, and just the experience of life itself. So have a wonderful rest of your day or night. And we'll catch you again next week. Good night.